This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, October 28th. Just over a month after dropping its vaccination mandate, Virgin Voyages will now be ditching all pre-cruise testing, starting October 28th for Scarlet Lady and October 30th for Valiant Lady. No guest, regardless of vaccination status, will need to take a test prior to boarding. On a website update, the line did say if a guest displays symptoms during check-in or during the cruise, it does reserve the right to test that guest and their traveling companions. Virgin Voyages will still continue to have behind-the-scenes protocols in place, including crew vaccinations and enhanced cleaning. And Carnival Cruise Line has dropped San Juan, Puerto Rico from 21 sailings of Carnival's Mardi Gras in favor of Nassau, Bahamas. In a statement, Carnival said it was so it could, quote, refine our operational plans. However, the Puerto Rico Ports Authority said that it was due to the cost of fuel getting down to San Juan. Mardi Gras sails year-round from Port Canaveral on most seven-night cruises to the Eastern and Western Caribbean. And when Icon of the Seas opened for bookings this week, Royal Caribbean had the single best booking day in the company's 53-year history. The first features of the ship were revealed last week, and then bookings officially opened this past Tuesday. Icon of the Seas will be the largest cruise ship in the world, coming in at 250,000 gross registered tons. Public spaces will be divided into eight different neighborhoods, including Thrill Island with water slides and other attractions, Chill Island for relaxing, and other exclusive neighborhoods for suite guests. This ship will offer seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean sailings from Port Miami. And cruise line stocks were mostly flat on Thursday. Carnival Corporation, 8.66, Royal Caribbean, 50.33, and Norwegian, 15.92. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great weekend. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.